Hello and welcome to another episode of Why Is Harriet Crying with Harriet Kemsley and
Sunil Patel.
I don't know where I meant to put this. As you can hear, you might hear the sounds of the road. That's because we are sat on the road.
We're sat on the road. We're sat Bobby, outside our house.
Hey. Bobby Mayer, my husband, is here. He said that
episode 20 or 19.
Yeah, you might remember him. He did say just before we recorded that he didn't want to get involved in the podcast and he was going to sit away. And how long did you last, Bobby? Maybe 20 seconds, I think.
We're not on the road.
We're sat
there
on the roadside.
If we're sat on the road, cars will be hitting us.
Clinton's here.
Oh, Clinton's here. Okay, we've got to go. Basically,
that's
we've been locked
Clinton.
Out. We've got to try and
that's
get in.
Clinton.
That is Clinton. Hello, we're back. It's Why Is Harriet Crying? We've had a bit of a palaver. This is Harriet speaking. We got locked out of the flat. Sunil's here as well.
I'm here, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we got
hello
locked.
To me?
What?
What? Are you saying hello
I'm saying hello to
the
listeners, aren't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I clear my throat?
Just do it. But away. Oh, that's disgusting. What happened?
I just cleared my throat.
Oh,
it's because you've given me a tea with quite a lot of milk in it.
So what happens?
Well,
mucus. Is that mucus?
Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, Sunil, that's disgusting.
We'll edit that out.
No, we won't.
My voice
Everyone
has gone
needs
weird
to know the
now.
Truth. Yeah, because you're embarrassed and you should be ashamed.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening. Yeah. My throat's tightening up. I feel embarrassed. I feel shy. I'm just a shy guy, really.
A shy little boy.
Just a shy, really shy guy.
Really shy little boy. Yes, we had to sit on the street for an hour and a half.
No, you said earlier you said we sat on the road. Now you're saying we're sitting on the
They're
street.
They're the same thing. What do you think a street is?
It's a road and a pavement.
Yeah. Wait,
and
what?
And houses.
What?
A street is more like a geographical term, isn't it?
What? It's all the same.
We sat on
like
a wall outside.
Lake, river, pond. Like, it's all the
lake,
same.
Lake, river, and pond are not the same thing.
A body of water.
That's a description of a body of water, yeah.
Yeah.
Is a river a body of water? I don't think so.
Yeah. Fast flowing.
No, because it moves. A body of water is a still body of water.
Well, this one's a body of water jumping on the spot.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what's happening. We've been locked out for ages because the locks broke.
I've been suggesting you ought to get a coffee table. This has been a really slow start today.
Really slow start. A lot of it spent on the road.
It's really stressing me out because I've got to go soon.
Yeah, we all know you're busy. What did you do today? Why are you so busy?
I just had a meeting earlier and then I came
in the
here.
Cinema. Your meeting was in the cinema.
How'd you
watching
know I was
Black
in the
Panther.
Cinema? Why are you betraying my confidence on the podcast?
Because you said, I can't talk right now. I said, oh, you're busy. You said, go to the cinema on your own.
I was
in
running
the day.
Late for the cinema. Yeah, it's fine. It's great.
You were running late for the cinema. That's not a real thing when you're going on your own.
I had a free ticket to go and see Black Panther.
Who gave it to you?
The cinema.
The cinema gave it to you?
Yes.
Why?
You get a free. I'm a member and they gave me a free ticket because they were shut for a week.
Oh, did that affect you a lot?
No. What? I just had what's wrong with going to the cinema?
I
don't get to go
lovely.
In the evenings because I have to gig in the evenings. So I go in the day.
God, Sunil's got a busy 2 weeks, part of which is because he's going home for Easter.
I haven't got a night off for 3 weeks.
But you can't include time spent with your family, with your mother, as a night that you're working. And that's what you've done.
All right, why'd you... How many nights off have you? You're going out for dinner tonight, having fun.
Yeah, I know.
Well, some of us are out here working.
I know. Well, I've been sick for ages now. So
a week,
3.5 weeks. I've been sick.
Yeah.
What's
why did
the
you
date?
Keep getting
I got
ill
on the 1st of March. What's the date now? The 27th of March.
Yeah, I got you some special like disease defense, and you didn't take it off me. You said you didn't
like
it.
Yeah, because you put it in your own mouth.
I didn't
I don't
put
want your
the
sloppy
whole thing into my mouth. I sprayed
spray
it into my
stuff.
It's just a spray. I didn't
no,
put the whole
you.
Bottle in my mouth.
Thank you so much. I don't want something that's been in your mouth.
It
thank
hasn't
you,
been
though.
In my mouth. I'm
you
saying
put it
that.
In your mouth and sprayed it.
I didn't put the bottle in my mouth and then spray it. Who
but
does
also,
that?
You can't give someone a gift and be like, I've already used this in my mouth. Here's the rest of it.
I was feeling ill.
You're feeling ill, yeah.
You have to take it just when you're feeling a little bit ill, and then it stops you being ill.
Well, the last 3.5 weeks could have been a very different story.
Well, it wouldn't have stopped you getting your teeth out.
Yeah, well, I had a brief 24 hours when I was better.
I've had my mole off as well.
We know all about your mole, Sunil. Everyone knows about your mole.
All right, go on then, talk about your
teeth. Scar's looking a bit better, though. That tiny little scar that I can barely see is looking much better.
All right, how are you? What happened to your teeth?
No, I just want to check in on the mole situation. Do you feel that?
Oh, right.
Has your personality come back yet?
I feel like my moods have stabilized a lot.
Really? You think your mole was kind of like a moon?
No, I think that's because I stopped drinking.
Oh. You got a bit of a problem, have you?
No, I just thought I just thought I'd stop for a bit, see
what
happens.
Waking up with shame.
No. I never get blackout or, you know, shamefacedly drunk.
I do.
Yeah.
Do you, maybe I should stop drinking?
Yeah.
But no. But do you wake up filled with remorse?
No.
Do you feel that drinking means you can say what you really feel?
No.
And then you feel terrible because then you feel like you said what you really feel.
Sorry, who are we
feel,
talking about now?
And everything
you?
You've been doing is trying to hide how you really feel. And then you drink and it actually comes out and that's the real you and that you're trying to suppress.
What do you think is the real you?
Awful. Absolutely awful.
Is the real you the person I see when I come to this house on like a Monday afternoon?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I think you probably see
the real me.
Yeah.
I wrote down all my worries yesterday, covered 2 A4 sides.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did death come on it?
High up.
Yeah.
But that's my parents' death. I'm obsessed with at the moment. Yeah,
you're obsessed.
Just worrying about it all the time.
Yeah,
but I couldn't even write that down because then I felt like it would happen, so I just didn't write it down. But yeah, just worrying about everything.
Yeah, that's because we don't really talk about death enough, so people worry about it a lot but don't talk about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Whereas if you accept it as a obviously natural part of existence,
no,
then...
but I don't want to actually.
Okay.
I just don't want it to happen.
I was reading about a guy who reckons that the first person to live to 1,000 has already been born.
Oh yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah, okay, I know that. Oh, well, I don't know him.
Yeah, that guy, he's like, runs this like company where he's really into trying to prolong life.
There's no biological reason for death. I've already said that on this podcast before. What a start.
What about, I don't know if that's true.
Well, there's no reason things should die.
What?
What?
Then why does everything die?
Well, because it just degrades.
Yeah, this is what he's saying. So he's saying that it's like you get new parts.
Yeah.
So you're like a robot that can be like fixed up with all these new parts.
That's right.
But then
you're a robot.
Who am I if I had a new heart?
You'd just be you,
am
but
I
with
still
a new
the same person?
Pump. Yeah. You think your personality is in your heart?
What? No.
Yeah.
Wait. Where do you think my personality is?
Well, it's in your brain, but nobody knows exactly where. You can't recreate
it. Yeah, what if you gave someone a new brain?
Well, you wouldn't, would you?
Because
that's
you.
Well, then, that's over then.
So what, a brain can last 1,000 years?
A brain can last 1,000, I don't know. Could do.
You just repeated that to try and think of the answer.
No, I repeated that because it sounded so ridiculous. A brain can last 1,000 years. I don't know, actually. No one knows. It's interesting, though, isn't it? And nobody knows what your personality is or your consciousness. You can't replicate it. You can't upload
no
it to a computer.
No one can replicate my personality.
Absolutely not.
I'm no Dolly the Sheep.
Well, they didn't replicate Dolly the Sheep.
Yeah, they did.
It's not the same.
They cloned
sheep.
Her.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's the same personality and everything like that.
What?
Biologically, it's the same.
What?
But that doesn't mean it has the same thoughts. So if someone cloned you, it'd just be someone that looked a bit like you. Or almost exactly like you, but doesn't have to think like you.
Are you serious right now?
What are you talking? Do you think a clone of you would just say the same things as you, like you looking in a mirror?
Yes.
Well, because your personality isn't just inbuilt in you biologically, it's from nature, isn't it, as well? It's from where you were raised, how you interact with the world. Hello?
Would you? You're like, it's too much.
What's too
you
much?
You said too much too quickly.
I said if someone cloned you, if there was a clone of you.
Who's cloning me?
Right, that's not relevant.
Why are they cloning me?
Well, no
me?
One's going to bother, to be honest.
Really?
Why would they?
Yeah, exactly. I would have died out. If it was 100 years ago, I'd have been gone.
If 100 years, you wouldn't have made it, I'm sorry to say, to this age.
No, I know.
You'd have had a peanut.
Exactly.
You'd have had raw fruit and veg.
I'm allergic to grass, you know.
No, what happened to people in the olden days when they went into anaphylactic shock? Would they just die? Can you recover from anaphylactic shock?
No. Okay. No, I guess they'd just die. Unless they had a Claritin.
You probably wouldn't have had it, though. 100 years ago, you wouldn't have had
this is exactly it. It's because of cleaning products.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, no one knows.
Something about cleaning products.
Yeah. But you grew up on a farm, didn't you?
Yeah. Exactly. So I had
pesticides.
All these fields around, and I just was allergic. Couldn't go out because I'd get itchy legs. Long grass.
Cover your legs up.
Yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't have got those legs out.
So you've been thinking about death?
Yeah, worrying a lot about death. I think the problem is because I've been so sick, and I know you're not taking this seriously.
I am.
I had the flu, and then the flu turned into a sinus infection and an inner ear infection.
Yeah, they're
and then
terrible,
I had to go on
yeah.
steroids.
Yeah, I know.
Have you ever had to go on steroids before?
Lots, yeah.
I had to take when?
Loads of chest infections when I was a kid.
Did you? Were you a sickly child?
No, I had asthma, though.
Polio.
No, asthma. Polio.
Asthma.
Polio was eradicated in the... and asthma.
Asthma.
And when you get chest infections as an asthmatic.
Just clinging onto your balls just then.
I was scratching them, actually, if you have to tell people
on
the podcast.
Hand on your head.
Yeah, but I wasn't actually touching my balls,
God.
Was I? Elliot, please say I wasn't touching my balls.
He was, but it didn't.
You're out. You're out. Get out. Award-losing podcast producer...
Yeah, so are you.
Right. Not a producer, so...
Yeah, we weren't even up for it, so...
Yeah, Elliot
lose.
And Sean lost.
I lost as well yesterday, though. I was up for Best New Show at Leicester Comedy Festival, and I couldn't go because of a disaster I'll get into later. But I lost
lie.
As well, so I empathise with you, Elliot.
Elliot, I've lost a lot of awards.
Thank you, Harriet, and I'm very glad about that, Chanel.
Yeah, you lost out loads of awards to me.
Did I?
No,
I was never in a competition. Oh, I beat you in one competition in the Reading New Act of the Year.
Controversial.
And probably the BBC competition as well.
We weren't in the same heat.
No, but, you know.
Anyway.
Awards don't matter.
They actually don't. You only realise that
stop
after
playing with your balls again.
I'm not. I've
just
got my hand there. I'm not
put
touching
your
it. Look, it's balled into a fist.
No.
My hand balled into a fist.
You're literally in my eye.
Where do you want me to
really
put my hand?
It's really upsetting.
I'm
put it
my
on your head or something. Yeah, there yeah, keep it on your head.
Look, this is my hand.
Put it on your knee. Put it on
just
your knee.
It there.
No, don't put it there.
I'm not touching my balls.
You're man-spreading.
Yeah, well, there's no one around me. I can spread wherever I want. It's near your house,
yourself.
Actually. You need a coffee table.
I know. Stop going on about the coffee table. We're living in limbo.
You're not living. You live like
garbage.
This a lot. You've
I'm
never had a coffee table.
I don't live like this normally.
You don't have a you don't have a coffee table. That's a normal
no,
situation for you.
No, we have two
you.
Sofas and no coffee table. This whole room
you
is
have
just sofas.
Two sofas, an armchair.
No, we just inherited sofas.
An absolutely enormous bike. That I've never seen. I've seen you ride about 5 years ago.
Yeah, well, that's because when I got my dizziness for the first time.
Well, oh, you couldn't ride it because
I
you got dizzy.
I couldn't ride because I was dizzy. Anyway, so I got this ear infection that means I've been dizzy for weeks now. And then I got given steroids, like you had when you had
yeah,
your polio
normal.
As
you
a
do
child.
That when you need your, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, which meant that I just had this, I was like raging.
No, steroids don't make you...
Mad. I was like
no, they
lifting
don't do
cars
that.
And
no,
stuff.
No, come on,
like,
that's anabolic
like
steroids. That's very that's different.
So fast.
Very,
Everyone
very
was like,
different.
Was that Harriet? She's so fast.
You are wrong.
I just outran all the Olympic people. I was just like at the track yeah. and I just ran past them.
Like the people in Black Panther who take that liquid and then.
I haven't seen it. I don't go to cinemas in the afternoon when I'm meant to be working.
Working at what? What have you been doing this afternoon?
I went for lunch with Bobby.
You got two chocolate
then
eggs.
We got locked out. Oh. Shut up. That was meant to be a surprise for you.
They're right in front of me and Elliot.
I got you an Easter present.
Thank you. It's really kind. Can I have it? Don't throw it at me.
Happy Easter. I hope you have a really nice Easter.
Oh, thank you.
What did you get me?
No? I didn't celebrate Easter. I didn't think we were
going
to do this.
Are
you going you did this to make me feel guilty. Elliot, what did you get her?
No. No, I just got it for Elliot to be nice, but I didn't think you didn't get me anything for Easter.
Well, Elliot didn't get you anything. Why didn't you ever go to him?
You didn't even get me a half-used throat spray. You didn't get me nothing. Don't put this on Elliot.
I mopped up that water earlier, and that's your present.
There we go. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, nothing. Don't look around my room for something you can give me. It's my
not,
stuff.
I'm sure I've done something here recently.
Touched your balls.
No, I haven't touched my balls.
Twice now. Stop looking at things. You're not gonna. You can't gift me anything in my own room.
I'm not gifting you something. I'm just saying.
I'm
Easter sure I cleared
special.
Something up.
It's our Easter special. I can't believe you didn't get me anything. You know I love Easter.
No, you don't.
You know
You've
love,
never loved Easter.
You know I love mini eggs.
No, you don't.
I love mini eggs.
Why did you? Oh, is that why you bought me and Elliot mini egg
yeah,
eggs?
Well, I'm thoughtful, so I got you something that I love.
Do you want us to open it now so you can have some?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I do, absolutely. Of course I do.
No, I'm not going to do that.
So yeah, I had 24 hours where I was healthy.
Yeah. And then your teeth were out.
And then I had to get my teeth pulled out of my head. They pulled them out. It was so horrible. It took an hour.
Wow.
They had to cut my bottom one up into four pieces.
In your mouth?
In my mouth with a drill, like, and
this
then
is people's worst nightmare.
Pull them out one by one. And then it, like, it was so horrible. And then it finished. And then I was like, oh. And she was like, oh, just to tell you, just in case you get any teeth put out again, just to let you know, your teeth actually have three roots rather than two. Of course good. They do. Of course my teeth have three roots.
When did you start growing wisdom teeth?
I don't know.
Have you still got them?
I'm not unusual. Around the time everyone grew their wisdom teeth.
Well, how many have you got now?
I've got one left.
Is that going to have to come out soon?
Yeah, maybe.
What was wrong with the other two? Rotten.
Bit rotten.
Rotten to the core.
But the thing is, the bottom one's rotten, but then you have to take the top one out because the top one then grows into the space where the bottom one is. You get a really long tooth.
I don't have that. Oh, toothy. I had one taken out.
Yeah, well, you're about to get a long tooth. Watch out for that long tooth at the
back. Mine has to be taken out because my mouth's too small for it.
You do have a little mouth, yeah. Your tiny little mouth.
You've got a no, you haven't. Yours is quite a big mouth, yeah. Yeah, big old mouth.
So it was.
I just don't know how many times you want me to say that. I hope you're feeling better.
So now, in case you want a visual right now, has pushed his glasses up and has his hand in front of his eyes.
Just tiring because you get ill.
How do you think I feel?
Yeah, but you get ill and then you demand that everyone just feels really sad for you.
No, I didn't. I hid away like a little wounded animal in my burrow.
You did not.
I cuddled up.
There was no dignity to how you have behaved over the last few weeks. Absolutely none.
I cuddled up alone in our house and I battered Bobby away and I was like, no, Bobby, I'm just in pain. And
I just don't
believe buried by the radiator. I did. I haven't been out. Have you seen me? In weeks.
Well, that's because you're dizzy. You can't stand up.
Exactly.
And you keep trying to avoid gigs.
No, I couldn't do... I was gigging.
You missed out on gigging with Maria Bamford.
I know. Don't. It's so upsetting. My absolute hero. And I cancelled a gig and then I found out a few hours later she was meant to be on it. But I'd had my wisdom teeth taken out the day before and I could barely speak. So I've had a bit of a time. And then Bobby, as the day that I was getting my wisdom teeth removed, he... left the house. Remember he broke his arm in December when there was a snowy icy patch because he fell on it when he was hurrying.
Yeah.
He was hurrying again. It was icy and he fell and broke his arm in exactly the same spot. He fell exactly the same.
And then kept
second
running.
Cold spell.
And then kept running on ice to get to his meeting.
Yeah.
See, ludicrous. But that's unlucky.
Would we say it's unlucky? Twice exactly the same thing. And he's Canadian. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's from Canada.
Do you think he just doesn't take snow and ice seriously because he's Canadian?
He's being a bit too cocky, do you think?
Yeah, because they probably think they can deal with it.
Yeah.
Does he have any sturdy boots?
No, he's just got, like, slippy trainers.
He's got slippy trainers, has he?
I need to put grooves in the bottom. That's what you do, don't you?
Don't do that.
I need to get, like, just a penknife.
No, you don't do that.
Yeah.
No, well, don't damage them.
I write my name in the bottom, and then if any woman takes them home, she'll see my name.
At the bottom of his shoes.
Scrawled into the bottom of his shoes, yeah. And she'll know. I'll write, stay off.
She'll be like,
write that in pen are your shoes? At the bottom of your shoes.
Stay off.
And then they'll be afraid.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you've had a terrible few weeks. I saw you 2 weeks ago and you were fine.
I wasn't fine. I had one moment on Friday. I'm doing much better now. Thank you for asking. On Friday, on my way to Scotland, I had a moment when I felt alive again for the first time in so long. The steroids really helped. Because I had to go to Cheltenham. I was opening for Catherine Ryan. It was the Cheltenham Festival.
Oh, the horse racing.
Absolute chaos.
Yeah.
The people just like on the streets, like chaos.
But
everyone's
that made you feel alive.
Out of their heads.
Oh, what? Were they all at the show?
No, they were just, there weren't that many in the show. Yeah. But outside, it was like a posh Falaraki or something.
Yeah,
they were just like
vomiting
and screaming. Yeah.
But why did that make you feel alive?
Because I'd just taken the steroids. I had to take 8 in one set.
Steroids aren't
sitting.
Like fast acting.
Yeah,
head
8
stuff.
Steroids.
That's not what they do.
I took 8.
But that doesn't mean it's going to go to your head.
And then I ran a marathon.
Oh, God, Harriet.
And then I lifted
Please,
a car
you have to stop getting
and saved a baby.
Steroids wrong.
Yeah.
That's not how they work.
Yeah, I lifted all these weights. Yeah.
I want to know more about what you've written down on your list of worries.
I know. Well, I was worried you were going to find it, so I folded it up and I hid it in a bag. Maybe I'll read them out next week.
Give us a random example of a few more.
What else am I worried about?
Spillages?
No. Don't tell me things I should worry about.
Well, okay.
I've already spilled stuff
just
everywhere.
Just get a coffee table.
I need a coffee table. Bobby left his shreddies on the floor the other day and I put my foot in his shreddies. It's not a nice feeling.
Sorry, yeah. We'll get him a coffee table.
Get Bobby a coffee table?
Yeah.
Fine. Get us a coffee table. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I'll get you one for your housewarming.
Yeah, or our wedding present. What'd you get us for our wedding? Wow. You owe me a wedding, birthday, you said no Christmas, wedding presents. Easter.
Everyone was panicking, and then we all realised that you'd said no wedding presents.
Yeah, but you say that.
Yeah, so you're not going
to
get
that. You have to say that, but you don't think... You said you were going to get me a piece of art. That's what you said. You were talking the big talk.
I did not say that at all.
You did. You said your friend dealt art and you were going to get me a picture.
That is not me.
Absolutely what you said.
I have no friends that deal art.
Yes, you did, Sunil. Like a Chinese art or something.
Oh, that stuff.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're talking. Yeah.
Where's that?
Do you want some?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Are you sure you don't want a coffee table instead?
I'll take both.
Okay. You can have one or the other.
What's the art like?
It's like that. You've already got something that's similar on
your
wall.
Yeah, then it will go quite well. Yeah, I have that. Thanks. I'll get my own coffee table.
Yeah, but then you're just going to spill. Okay, go on. Fine.
Yeah, there might be the same problem again.
I'll think about getting
you
a wedding
present. And
then
you'll have to get a coffee table for your own convenience.
What did everyone else get you?
Loads of stuff. We got all sorts of things from people. Yeah, really thoughtful things as well.
Like what?
Richard Todd actually did a very thoughtful thing where he bought an old roller deck.
Yeah, I saw that.
All of our guests to write down individual notes.
Yeah, he basically got
an
empty notepad.
With it, and he got everyone
got
to
an
write
empty notepad and a bit of paper,
thoughts
basically.
And
all right, what
wishes
did anyone else
for our
get
wedding.
And
yeah.
Someone else.
What did you do?
Who else got you stuff?
Loads of people got
that
stuff.
That I know. Who do I?
Ilona got me this beautiful radio, this like radio and like Wi-Fi like thing that you can listen to music, and it's got the same pansies on that was on our wedding cake.
Yeah, what did other people get?
So
you?
That was a really thoughtful, what did
anyone
else nice
get you
thing.
That I know.
Sunini.
Yeah, but these are your best friends who you've known since you were seven, and they know that you like little nice things.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, Stuart Laws and Annie got us a lovely present.
Oh,
they got
come
us
on.
A voucher to go to the David Band's vegetarian restaurant in Scotland, in Edinburgh during the festival. What a gift. So what did you get?
Well, you wrote no gifts.
Yeah, everyone knows I put no gifts, but then you put
brackets
like,
gifts, though.
Yeah, but you're still meant to give gifts.
Why didn't you put that in brackets afterwards?
Because we're not crass. We just assume
instead of being crass,
think they'll get us
you're
gifts.
Just going to make people feel guilty for following the instructions you've given
just
them.
Just you. Because you were giving the big talk about the gift beforehand. You're the only one that I'm targeting. You gave this big talk about what you're going to get us, and then you forgot about it, and now you remembered. So
well, because anyway. I was going to do it, and then it was like, it said no gifts, so I was like, I better scrap all the plans. So I phoned up and said, all right, stop making that art now.
Really?
Yeah, that's what happened.
What did you get me for my 30th birthday as well?
When was that?
You went to the Norfolk Broads. I said, I'm going to have a barbecue. You're going to be here. And you said, yeah, absolutely. And then you just went away.
That's not how it happened.
Easter?
You know
what did you get me for Easter?
I got you a Christmas present.
You used my own Christmas present against me. I wouldn't be sick for a month, Sunil, if you'd have given me that.
All right, I'll get something.
Do you feel bad now?
I'll get something on Prime. I'll get it sent here.
Thank you. Some art, please.
What?
Amazon Prime's best art, please.
I'll get you a framed print of the Scarface film.
I don't want that.
To put above your bed.
I don't want that. No, don't give me that.
Yeah, all right, I'll get you something.
Thank you. So yeah, it's just been really horrible. So I got really into watching The Hills.
What's that?
You don't know what it is.
No.
Do you know what it is, Elliot? Yeah, Elliot knows. Lauren Conrad. Do you know who that is?
Nope.
Spencer Pratt, do you know who that is?
No.
What? Do you actually not know?
No, what is it?
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, I mean, I don't
know
what it is.
Laguna Beach, do you know what that is?
It's an area of California.
Oh my, where have you been living? Under a rock? Do you not know
Very
this?
Good mood, aren't you now? Now you know I don't know what the hills
no,
are.
I think it's because I think I'm getting a gift. It makes me happy. I feel excited. Yeah, it just feels nice.
Didn't you and Bobby do a questionnaire on how you yes. how you understand love through the... And it's like you understand it through the medium of gifts.
Yeah, that was my answer.
Being given
His
things.
Was time spent with each other and physical touch, and mine was gifts. I just love
jewelry gifts.
Yeah, I just love gifts.
Do you want this?
That's mine already. Put it down. So this? In that's a loo roll. We'll keep that. Thank you.
I don't know what that's doing there.
There's just water everywhere. We're trying to clear it up.
Well, I'm moving soon, so if I find anything I don't want, you can have it.
No, I don't want your old tat. I don't want your half-used nasal spray or whatever.
Cactus? Dry little cactus?
Don't want a dried-up cactus, no.
No, it's not dried up. How
you
dare
said
you
want a dried old cactus.
Do you want one of my little cactus?
Why don't you want it?
I've got loads to spare.
Feels like a trap.
Venus flytrap?
I don't want a Venus flytrap. I'll get caught in it.
Alexa.
Hello?
Do you want
to... I thought you were talking to Alexa.
You're not called Alexa, so no, why no, did
I
you say hello?
I thought that you said it in a way that
you can have my Amazon Alexa if you want.
I don't want them. I find them terrifying. But you said that. You said Alexa, like as if you were calling Alexa.
No, like, it was a question.
Are you recording this?
Me?
Yes.
It's a podcast, yeah.
No, what? But separately with Alexa.
She's, what are you talking about?
Because usually when someone says Alexa, you just say Alexa, but you went Alexa? Like as if you're calling Alexa, like as if you're about to reel off.
No, I was saying it as if like, do you want Alexa? Do you want my Alexa?
No.
Alexa?
Why are you trying to get rid of her?
I don't like
it. Yeah, maybe I will, and then I'll find out all your secrets.
No, Amazon already know them.
I say, what's he been saying?
Deleted my Facebook because they've got all my secrets. Don't like it.
Oh, God, you're such a conspiracy theorist. They don't really.
Everyone who's anyone is deleting Facebook.
That's why you're doing it. It's a status.
Please
symbol.
Continue to like and follow our page. Why Harriet Cry on Facebook?
Why Harriet Cry?
We don't even update it. You don't update it.
I know. I find Facebook.
You're
very
the social media manager.
Actually. I'm very good with Instagram. I'm very good with Instagram.
Okay. Yeah, you are.
So yeah. Anyway, the hills.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to explain this to you. Basically, the birth of reality television.
Oh,
hills.
Is it? Okay.
No, I don't think it's true. What are you doing? Why are you going on your phone?
Stop commenting on what I'm doing.
Well, just listen to me. Give me your undivided attention and I won't comment on what you're doing. Anyway, The Hills, Lauren Conrad, they moved to LA from Laguna Beach and she tries to make it in the fashion world. She interns at Vogue where she meets Whitney.
Oh, really?
And then she lives with Heidi. Heidi falls in love with Spencer, who's a bit of a... You know what I mean? Like, and then they end up doing Celebrity Big Brother many years later and then referred to as Spidey, the pair of them together.
What an absolute roller coaster, that.
It's a real roller coaster.
What a world we live in, if that is amazing. That sounds incredible.
She's had a lot of surgery. She's really changed a lot since she first was on it.
Is this on Netflix or something?
Hey You, I can send you the HAYU. Is that all the Real Housewives?
That's
in
a TV channel?
Yeah.
Well, I'll send Freeview you a link if you want.
I'll hook you up.
No, I don't want it.
Yeah, you can use my login if you want.
What am I going to do that? I've been watching Breaking Bad.
Oh, God, you're behind, aren't you?
no, I'm rewatching it. And it's very different on the second viewing.
Yeah, because you know what happens.
Well, you begin to sympathise with the wife more in the second one. Yeah,
I haven't seen it. So anyway, yeah. I was watching it and Spencer, you know, the villain, he reminded me of you.
Okay.
So there's this moment where his sister...
I thought you were going to say where he kills a dog.
Where Go he on. Kills a dog.
With his hands. That's House of Cards.
Why did that spring to mind?
It's House of Cards.
Killing a dog with your hands.
Well, that was the first episode of this
so
podcast.
You looked so relieved when I didn't say it was.
We were talking about House of Cards. Anyway, go on.
Interesting. Anyway, Stephanie Pratt is his sister. You might know her from Made in Chelsea. She's now on Made in Chelsea. She's kind of moved over here. She's become a thing over... No? He's talking to her. So she's a bit... I don't really know how I feel about her, but she's a bit boring.
Who's talking to her, sorry?
Spencer.
He's talking to his sister.
Right. And then he's being a bit mean. And so she starts crying. And then she says, you're making me cry. And he said, no, you're making yourself cry by something that you did. And then he said... Sorry that you're making yourself cry. Stephanie.
I don't think that's something
that you'd do. Like if I was crying, you'd be like, wash your hands of it, even though you made me cry. And then you'd say, I'm so sorry that you've made yourself cry. Like the way that you phrase it. You've made yourself cry.
Are you imagining a hypothetical situation where you start crying and then want to blame it on me?
Yeah.
But I refuse to accept the blame.
Because he's done something. He does something. She cries. And then he says, you're making yourself cry.
When have I made you cry?
Oh yeah, I don't know. I think I'm confused. But that's how you'd react. If I was crying, that's how you'd react. Oh, I'm sorry that you're making yourself cry. You know what I mean? Like, you've got control of whether you're crying or not, so you're making yourself cry right now. And don't think I'm going to feel sorry for you because you're making yourself cry.
But you do make yourself cry.
No, other things make me cry.
But you can choose how to react to them.
No, I can't.
No, you can.
I'm not a robot.
You don't have to be a robot.
How do I choose how to react to things? Because I just react badly.
Well, it's not always bad. You can't put a value judgment on all your reactions, can
well,
you?
Well, I think because I've been sick, I got rid of all my coping mechanisms when I was sick. Like friends, I had to cancel stuff and like I felt so guilty.
You can always
like,
call your friends.
No, I couldn't. I felt right, I had no one. I was just like a wounded animal.
You are such an idiot.
I felt like I was felt embarrassed. I felt like embarrassed that I was sick. Like I didn't know how to... And I meditate to try and clear my... And I couldn't do that because I was in pain.
Yeah.
Because if you meditate, you just feel the pain more. Couldn't go to the gym. So Yeah, I've just been having a hard time, but I appreciate you asking. Did you ask?
No.
No, you didn't.
I know
ask.
You're fine. Everyone goes through hard times.
Yeah.
Everyone gets ill.
Yeah. Yeah.
What have you learned?
Don't get ill.
No, no, you don't have a choice in that.
I think try and be more confident in the fact that I'm ill and not doubt myself.
I don't know what the answer is. I don't know.
What are you making?
I have no idea.
What the answer is.
Try and be more confident in the fact you're ill.
Yeah,
did you just say that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Be very confidently ill.
Well, because I always think maybe I'm making it up, maybe I'm over-exaggerating, and then I'm like mean to myself because I'm like, I feel like I'm just making a big fuss and everyone thinks I'm being annoying. When actually I don't think anyone cares. Like I had to cancel that night, you know, when we were meant to meet.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad that everyone was going to be so upset. And then I think everyone just had a lovely time without me.
Such a lovely night.
Yeah, I know,
really
but
fun.
I'd kind of organised it and I'd made everyone meet up.
Yeah, I didn't meet them.
I got to Brixton Station and I felt really dizzy and so I had to go home. And then yeah. I thought everyone's going to be so sad I can't come. And they
I don't
think it's...
remember anyone actually even mentioning you that night.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so.
Because we had other stuff to do.
Yeah.
You know, people don't think about you as much as you think about yourself, obviously.
I think that's what I've learned. Yeah, I think that's what I'm learning. That
thanks for the egg, though.
No one actually cares. Yeah, no one thinks about me.
It's very thoughtful.
I think about everyone else.
Yeah, really made myself look terrible now, haven't I?
Really bad, really embarrassing for you.
Can't wait till Easter and then I'll get you a present for Easter.
Are you?
Well, I have to now, don't I?
Yeah, my wedding gift.
What?
You owe me a wedding gift, a
30th
birthday gift.
I owe Bobby one as well,
gift.
It's not just you.
We all know it's me. A wedding gift, a 30th birthday gift, an Easter gift, and a Christmas gift.
What did I get for my birthday?
Yours wasn't a big birthday. Mine was my 30th. It's a big birthday.
Yeah, but you were like, oh, we're just going to have a really low-key thing.
And
we'll do it when you're away.
I did get you something for your birthday. I got you a cupcake, and I went to a stupid pub quiz all for you.
That's really nice, actually, yeah.
And then I had to go to Edinburgh, and I was all on my own all weekend, and no one cared.
I spoke to you, having a great time.
Yeah, that
having
was
a great
the
time
start
ordering
of it.
Takeaway, partying.
Yeah, that was the first few hours, and then I just realised I was in Edinburgh on my own.
Why didn't you? What did you do for all this time? What did you do on the Saturday on your own in Edinburgh?
I did a bit of work and then I went for a walk. I walked around a crocus patch in the meadows and then I had some soup. Oh, the cat's so sad because you made her stay outside.
Yeah, well.
Then I did the show. The show was really fun and then I just went back on my own again.
Oh, you didn't stick around after the show? Did
I
no
stuck
one
around
wanna...
for a bit, but no one was really hanging out. So then I,
they
you know,
all went home, did they?
Like, yeah, so then I was like, oh yeah, I've got to go as well. So went back to my student accommodation with all these 18-year-olds and they were all hanging out and like having fun and stuff. And
why
I
were you
them
there?
Screaming down the corridors. I thought it'd be a good idea to stay in student accommodation.
But why is it rented out to you?
I don't know, Sunil.
Where was it?
In Edinburgh.
On Cowgate?
Newington Causingway. That might not be it.
No, that's not it.
But yeah, so then I was meant to have a gig on the Monday and that got cancelled, but she didn't tell me. The woman who booked it, she booked me for this gig on the Monday. So I was booked to stay up there till Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I found out on the Sunday, on the Saturday night, that
he had two
I was
more
there
nights.
For no reason. I had two more nights. And so it was really... So then I went to Glasgow and I found Evelyn.
Yeah.
And Stuart and Annie. And then I had to get a train to Manchester to find Bobby and Red. And then I got a lift home. But I was meant to be going to my awards due last night and I couldn't go because I'd already cancelled and I was too ashamed to say, I can go now.
So you just stayed at home last night?
Stayed at home last night.
Oh, God.
I stayed at home again last night. I'd just been so lonely.
Yeah.
But I watched a lot of The Hills and I read Joan Rivers' autobiography and it's great. And it turns out she was really shy. Like, you know how you think, Joan, don't put your head in your hands.
No, I'm listening. I'm just,
You know how Joan Rivers, like, you think she's really confident?
Yeah.
She wasn't. She was really shy as well. And when she was at university, she used to hear everyone, like, hanging out and going out together. And she'd hide in her room alone. So I just feel there is some hope for me.
Yeah. That's very sad, actually.
Yeah, thank you.
But it's uplifting as a story, I guess.
Do you think?
Because there's hope. You're giving it hope.
I just tagged that hope on at the end there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was successful, what, in her 50s or something?
Yeah, I've only got through the first bit, but I think she does pretty well at the end, yeah.
Yeah. So you got, what, like 20 years till?
Yeah, she's just 30 at the moment. She's struggling a bit, but I think she does all right in the end.
What does she do for the years between 30 and 50?
I don't know. I haven't read it yet.
All right.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, well.
But she was really shy and she thought everyone was hanging out without her and she used to be nervous about talking to people and stuff.
I've never thought of you as shy, but now I think about it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you drink so much.
Yeah. So I can.
That's why I don't drink now.
Because you're so not shy.
Such a confident guy.
So confident. Such you confident are quite guy. Confident, but I do worry about. I think you have a confident exterior, but very afraid deep down. We're the opposite. We're literally the opposite. No, do you think?
Are you saying you're very confident inside?
I'm very confident inside, but outside I look like a scared little bird.
Yeah, but the advantage of you looking like a scared little bird is that people help you.
Yeah.
There was like, do you want your bags taking up these stairs and all that kind of stuff? And that is pathetic.
But there was no one in Scotland to help me. I was all on my
really?
Own. Yeah.
They got escalators at the train station.
Yeah, I just so got an Uber.
You've had a tough time.
Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that. That actually means a lot.
Good news is I've got a couple of holidays coming up, so...
God, you stop banging on about the holidays.
Do we talk about it every episode?
You talk about your holiday... Like, every episode I'm with you, just in life. Yeah. Every life episode.
Just really proud of the fact I've got some holidays.
Where are you going on your holidays?
Going to Barcelona.
Wow. Oh, that's the lads one, is it?
Lads one. Going to buy some tracksuit bottoms so I can survive that. Just for spillages and that.
Bringing your board games as well.
No. Well, board game club starts soon.
So pathetic.
What?
Like, that's the saddest, nerdiest thing I've
ever
seen.
I just need a hobby.
Club.
I just need something away from comedy. So I'm going to do board games.
That's so sad.
Why is that sad?
That's so... Like,
what
I
do you do?
Board games.
You watch The Hills.
Yeah, it's educational.
It's not educational.
Yeah, you learn how
you
people in
it.
Another country live.
America?
Yes. What
yeah,
do you learn
right.
playing a stupid board game?
What?
What do you learn playing stupid
just
board
games? Just hang out with people. It's interaction, isn't it?
Oh,
it's social. It's thinking.
You're hang out
it's
with.
Thinking.
Who are they? Who are you going to hang out with?
Masood Milas.
He's already your friend. You could just have a chat. Ask him how he is.
He lives around the corner from me now. He's just moved there.
Oh, that's nice.
Haven't seen him once.
That's really reassuring because I feel like everyone is friends and they live really close apart from me. I feel like I live alone.
You do now because everyone's moved away from
I
here.
No. That was one of my worries. That I was going to be alone forever. And that I didn't really have any friends.
Why are you worried to be alone forever?
I don't know.
Well, we're all alone in a way.
Yeah.
In our heads. Yeah. Trapped. Unable to get our thoughts across
screaming.
To people sometimes.
Just that's in Black Mirror episode where he's trapped forever in the...
In what?
Cabin in the woods.
Is he?
In a snowstorm.
In his head?
John Hamm.
Forever?
Hello?
Has he got food there?
Yeah, but there's no one else.
But there's food?
I can't remember the whole story. It's in a... they're like stuck in a snow globe, maybe. Forever.
How?
Because of the thing that happened. And they're stuck in a snow globe. Do you know what I mean?
Well, no one can see them.
No, stuck there forever on their own.
What are they made of? Snow?
Who?
Water.
What?
Inside the snow globe. What is it? Like a liquid?
I don't know.
You got a sad story this week?
Yeah, I do.
Your cat is really sad.
The cat is so upset because you won't let the cat come in. Anyway, I've got a sad story about a cat.
Oh, I've got a lovely cat video to show you.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. So this is like uplifting. Mm. A cat wakes up family after her favorite person has a heart attack. Brandy Miller never would have expected Shotzi the cat to do anything heroic. It's a bit mean.
I'm going to give you some pointers after this as to what a sad story actually entails.
Oh dear, okay. Miller always thought of the cat as a loner. That's pretty sad to brand the cat as a loner. She's like, that cat will never do anything heroic.
Your cat is sticking its paw under the door.
Oh, my cat's a loner. She's just got her little paw under the door because she just wants to hang out with you and you don't even like her. Then look, she goes further insulting a cat. She's not really a people cat. She doesn't like being around anyone. If anyone comes over, she hides. And if I'm around, she'll usually start hissing. I'm not surprised. She's so mean to her. Then Shotzi did something that proved her love for the people in her life. Her stepdad, Kirk Mathis, had a heart attack. My stepdad was ready to leave for work. I think he had just fed Shotzi and she was going to the door and he had a massive heart attack. He fell back and hit the ground. Shotzi the cat sprang to action. She ran back in the bedroom, jumped on the bed, slid across her comforter, pounced on my mum's head and let out the biggest roar to wake her up. She said Shotzi roared like a mountain lion. She said it was an extremely loud and deep growl to get her up and moving. Shotzi had never made a sound like this before. And Tommy immediately realised something was wrong and she found Kirk on the floor. She started CPR. The firefighters came and they finally got a heartbeat from him. Thanks to Shotzi, Kirk got to the hospital just in time. The doctor saved his life. And now she just watches Kirk all the time to make sure that he's okay. That was just followed by a sad scream from my cat. I've locked out the room.
Yeah, nice story that. What a brave cat.
Why is the cat brave? What did you do? It was brave.
I just thought I'd say something that sounded like I was listening.
You didn't listen to that story?
Someone had a heart attack and the cat tells someone it's had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this woman's so mean about the cat. Do you not think she's being a bit mean?
The loner cat.
Oh, she's not a people person. No one.
She doesn't seem like a cat person, but I mean, I'm not really either. I like cats.
You have a cat. If you have a cat, you should be a cat person. Otherwise, why are you getting a cat?
Well, some cats are dickheads, though.
Take that back.
Some cats. Some cats are. You haven't liked every cat you've met.
I don't know how many cats I've met.
Well, some of them you didn't
like. I don't meet many cats. I don't meet cats or babies. Why do you think that is?
I just don't think you're of the right age. Your friends aren't. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so a sad story.
You know a lot of babies. That sounded weird.
I do know a lot of babies. I know about three or four, yeah. I don't think that's a sad story.
No.
A sad story would be like, you know, that old couple that had dementia or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I picked the wrong story. They don't recognise each other.
Huh?
The thing is, I don't want it to be too sad, but then I do want you to feel.
I do feel. I'm just saying that that's not a sad story.
He had a heart attack. That's sad.
Are you just saying that?
I don't know.
Heart attacks can be sad.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll probably never be the same again, really.
No, that's a stroke.
Oh. His left side of his face? That's a stroke.
That's a stroke, yeah.
Yeah, so he'll be fine, different. Just back to normal, probably.
Heart attack's quite serious, though.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Very serious, yeah. Mm.
So it's sad for him that he had a heart attack, yeah.
And the cat.
But good news that the cat sorted him out.
What a cat, because a similar thing happened with my cat, not Isle of the Cat, Joby, who died a few years ago, RIP. Yeah. She woke me up. Yeah. My alarm clock didn't go off. I had to get a train at 6 a.m. to Paris.
Yeah.
My alarm, I slept through it. She woke me up at like 4:30 a.m. She just knew. She like was desperate, like, wake up, you've got to go to Paris.
Yeah, it's a similar story.
Slapping me in the face.
It is a similar story, I guess, yeah.
How did she know, though, I had to go to Paris?
They're just trying to come up with some sort of explanation for that behaviour from a cat.
Yeah.
That I haven't, I mean.
How did she know?
She didn't know.
She knew, though. I felt like she knew. Because why would she wake me otherwise? She never just woke me. She was very respectful of when I needed sleep. But this time she woke me.
Maybe because the alarm had gone off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She thought, the alarm, she hasn't woken up from the alarm. She's got to go to Paris.
I hear you, because she knows that when you wake up, she's going to get some food.
No.
So if the alarm hasn't gone off and you haven't got up, the alarm's gone off, but you haven't got up, she'll be like, get up. I thought I can get some food because of the alarm.
But what about Paris?
I don't think the cat knew you were going to Paris. I think it associated the alarm with being fed.
When I told it, it was a really magical story. And when you told it, it wasn't very magical at all, actually.
If you died, she would have started eating your face.
Oh my God. No, she wouldn't have.
She would have.
She'd eat your face.
I wasn't there. So, you know, she's going to fucking eat your face.
How long after I die will my cat eat my face?
As soon as it knows you're dead and it hasn't got any food.
How long? Give me, I need a time span. Days,
24,
hours?
24, 48
hours. Within a day, she's going to turn on me and eat my face.
Probably start nibbling at it.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I've got a fucking monster in my house.
You do have a monster in your house, yes. But, so, I'm just
what
saying.
If I'm only a bit dead?
That's not a thing, is that? What does that mean, just ill?
While I've been ill, she's probably been, I thought she's been extra nice to me.
No.
She's bite my face, wait till fine. I...
Just keep her out of the bedroom, I guess. In case you die, oh my God.
God, I need some kind of system or something.
Oh, what, to stop your cat eating you when you're dead?
No, but in case I just sleep for like 36 hours and she thinks I'm dead.
No, because it'll move around and you're breathing and...
What if I don't breathe for a while?
That's not a thing, you would be dead then.
No, but I'm not dead, but I'm not breathing.
There's no such thing as not dead, but not breathing.
Okay, good. That's reassuring. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know.
It's so sweet. You're like hugging your Easter egg.
I don't know
now.
Where to put it.
You like got it in the crook of your arm.
Some GCSE
like
maths books
like
here.
It's a teddy bear. It's so
pop
sweet.
It down there.
Okay.
So I've got some stuff to promote.
I've got stuff to promote. Your holiday. You're going to promote your holiday, have you?
So if anyone is in Barcelona from the 6th to... if anyone is in Barcelona from the 6th to the 9th of April. And then on the 9th, I'm going... Oh, I'm performing in Berlin on the 9th and the 10th. Are you listening?
Not really. I was just looking at my own stuff. I'm not going to be there, so it doesn't apply to me.
I've got a preview on the 3rd of April at the Rose and Crown in London in Kentish Town.
I've got previews as well. Please can people come to my previews, because the
Harriet's got 20 previews. You've got your pick. You can go to anyone.
The last one I had in London, it got pulled and it was really embarrassing.
I heard about that. People were talking about it.
Oh, don't say that. Please can people please come to my preview, because otherwise it's so embarrassing.
When's your preview? When is it?
So the 2nd of April at 5:30 at Angel Comedy Club.
Oh, I'll come to that.
Bill Murray. Yeah, you can do your best 10 minutes at the top.
It's so condescending when you say that.
Yeah, I'll book you.
Why would I do my best?
No new stuff. No, you can do some new stuff. So if you come, you'll get to see Sunil and me, all for free. I think it's £5 if you book, but I mean, it's not.
I'll come down.
So
I'll drive down.
Oh, you get to see Sunil. Maybe Sunil will take you on a ride in his car.
I'll do my set from my car.
And then on the 16th, I have a preview with the fantastic Abba Goliath. At 2 North Down.
Busy then.
So that's in King's Cross at the old Invisible Dot venue. So please can you come? Like, it's sad to beg, but also I need to run through it. It's my new show, and it is award nominated. Didn't win.
Astonishingly.
Everyone's surprised. I was surprised.
It is a travesty.
No one can believe it. But if you come, it will get better.
Yeah.
But hang on, your show didn't get nominated.
I didn't enter into the awards.
You didn't get nominated.
No, I didn't enter it.
Someone could have nominated you for something.
No, because I said it was a work in progress.
I said mine was best new show. It's work in progress.
No, your title didn't say work in progress. You had a title.
I was up.
You
for
know
best
exactly
new
why.
Show.
Yeah, because
it
you
said
preview it was you
in the description. You're being facetious right now. Just don't look. Just because you feel like. Upon because I got nominated.
I feel like
your
success is an attack on
me
as a person.
Yeah. Look, we all have to raise each other up. Okay. Just because I do well, it doesn't mean you do less. Well, I mean, it means something, but. Okay. So, Elliot, have you got any gigs or anything happening?
Well, there is, of course, Heal Your Wounds with Sean McLaughlin.
That's back, is it? That's back, is it? Still banging that old drum.
And a new episode of my very infrequent other podcast, Scare Us, is coming. Is coming soon.
What's that, yeah?
Me and my co-host Jay overcome big fears in life and do new things. And this one's a very personal little episode for little old Elliot. So go and have a go.
Elliot, you essentially run your own podcasting network now.
I know, right?
Three under your wings.
Yep.
And Audio Boom.
I am taking now. I'm like, this is mine as well. I'm taking over.
How can you put the word network into your name? How can you make a portmanteau of?
It's very hard to pun the name.
Elliot Work. Elliot Work. Net Elliot Work.
Network Elliot.
Network.
Net Elliot Work.
Yep. There. That works. Good. Thank you.
Nelliot Work.
Why would you need to though? You could just put Elliot's Network.
All right. Well, that's okay.
Anyway, please come to our podcast. Please, if you like the show, one thing you can do that would really help us, because we do this for free, just because I don't know why. We do it regularly.
Backed yourself into a corner with that sentence, didn't you?
But you can. One thing
is mainly so I can check in on you, make sure you're okay.
Thank you. You can review it on iTunes, and that really helps us. We're nearly at 50 reviews now, and apparently once you've got 50, it really helps. I think we're like something like 48, so we just need like 2.
Oh, really?
More.
Oh, yeah. You don't need to write anything. You just give it some stars.
Just give it 5 stars.
Don't even have to give it 5 stars, do you?
Just give it 5, and then
just give it 4 or 5 stars.
Why are you underselling us?
What? No, but I mean, people get touchy about how many stars they give things.
Okay, yeah. Look, you can give it as many stars as you want.
No, 5 is maximum.
5, please. Oh, yeah. between 0 and 5.
Yeah.
We have Twitter, Why Harriet Cry.
Which is the best social media network?
Instagram, I think. Because we just put horrible
Not everyone has
of each
Instagram
other up.
Accounts, though.
That's true. Well, then don't go on Instagram. Go on Facebook or Twitter. We've got
Facebook we rarely use. I'm saying you rarely update it. I'm saying you've let yourself down. Thank you very much
for
listening, though.
Facebook, you're not bringing anything to the table.
I'm doing that for everyone. That's not just for me.
Yeah, we don't.
But I'm taking a stand.
Look at your horrible photos. Thank you.
Okay. Come to my website. Bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you.